What is up, everybody? It is your boy Wiggly here, and today we are going to be talking about some more Advanced Warfare stuff, what we want in it. Particularly today we're going to be talking about camos and attachments. Do your intro.
Oh, well.
That's a good intro. That's a really good intro.
I haven't...
We told him to do his intro while he's eating. That's a good one.
Hey guys, for class today we're going to be talking about the DLCs, mainly the camos and the personalization pack.
Alright, so up first we're just going to get the map packs out of the picture really fast. Basically, there is 4 map packs in each pack, and there's usually only 4 for each game. I would prefer, like in the olden days, how there would be 5 maps in each DLC pack, so a total of 20 instead of 16. So basically, like a whole nother pack, because you get an extra one each. You get an extra one each time. But basically, that's not really the point. I mean, I just wish they would go back to the olden days, but I guess if they're going to include a gun, kind of like Call of Duty Ghosts did, with each camo pack, I'm already jumping to what's going on later. Anyways, if they included guns like they did in Call of Duty in each DLC pack for maps, I guess it would be a little bit better if they only did the 4 maps, because the gun kind of makes up for it, but I'm pretty sure they could do 5 maps and a gun just fine. But in total, you're going to be spending $50 to $60, depending on if you have the season pass or not, on DLC camos. Everything's going to be about prices, so in the end, we're me and Mr. Firm Teacher, he's going to do the adding because he's the math teacher today. We're going to be doing a total price on if you were to buy all the DLC map packs and all the DLC camos. Now let's just jump into the reticles and stuff really fast. In total with the DLC, there's 40 reticles, 13 non-DLC, so I'm pretty happy that there's a lot of reticles and DLC stuff like that. What do you feel about that, how they have a lot of reticles? I mean, I feel it's cool, more diversity.
To be completely honest, I don't care for the reticles, if it was me personally.
Well, they look like crap. But it's kind of cool that you still have more diversity to choose from.
Yeah, just the customization itself, that's a great feature, but for everything else, it is...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
As of now, there is only 40 reticles. I didn't do the math. I was stressed out doing all the math for everything else, so I can't give you a total. I'm presuming there'd be 46 total reticles in total, I guess, with like the next DLC pack or whatever. But anyways, hopping into camos, as of now there's 43 camos and 17 non-DLC, so that's 26 total DLC camos, in a total that's $52. And then I have figured out they release 6 camos in each camo DLC pack. In the first one, they only did 4, but they made up with it with the flag and the festive camo pack. So, in total, if you buy each camo, presuming there's only 6 in the next pack, you're going to be spending $62. So, 62 plus 60 is $122. So, in total, if you're buying all the DLC and the camos, you're spending $122 plus the $60 for the game. So, it's $182. Yeah, I don't think that's fair at all, because you're basically buying 3 games.
It's honestly just a little thing to make it so they get more money.
Yeah, you're buying 3 games just for DLC.
And, for instance, I still feel like Hot Wheels definitely flopped, so they're trying to make up for it by having a bunch of DLC, micro DLC.
Yep.
Map packs, but customization.
I feel they did a horrible job of that, because if you look at the Black Ops 2 camos, they could have released 1 in each pack, like the weaponized 1115, or the new one that they have out, the like blue and black one, I don't know what it's called. All you have to do is have 1 camo like that, and you're perfect.
I agree.
But apparently, Call of Duty Ghosts, people are stupid and they don't know how to do that. But, I mean, I can kind of see Black Ops 2, Treyarch is actually the only ones that have done that. So, I mean, I guess it could be kind of hard, but still, how hard can it be to make your gun camo look like 3D-ish and glow and move and stuff? Like, I'm pretty sure it's not too hard. What do you think about that?
I never was a huge fan of the, like, special camos and stuff like that. I don't care for them. I actually, a lot of the time, I don't even use them, except for I just put Abstract on because I think Abstract and Nebula look cool. The rest of them
so,
are kind of trashy looking.
The weaponized 115 in Black Ops 2, you never used it?
I own it, but no, I don't use it.
Man, you're one of them kids. You're one of them kids. Usually, if I buy a cool DLC, I use it.
The only one I did buy was the ghost camp, the special ghost one that came with the pre-order.
Oh.
Yeah, the only one I used. Really? Okay. I'm playing a game, and remember what we're talking about, how the community is really bad. Like, this kid's sitting there spraying at a body he just killed and teabagging it. Like,
that's not necessary at all. Like, you killed him. Good for you. Anyways, basically, total $182 if you buy all the DLC. There's going to be a total of 16 DLC maps, and presumably, a total of, crap, what's 43 minus 17, 26, okay, so 26 plus 6, 32, yeah. There's going to be a total of 32 DLC camos, plus the 17 non, so a total of 49 camos in the game, plus the pre-order DLC for the Advanced Warfare, so 50. So in total, there's 50 DLC camos, well, camos in total. I mean, that is a good diversity if you add it to the reticles, because there's going to be new 6, so 46 reticles, 50 camos. I mean, it's cool and all that there's a lot, like, there's a lot to choose from and stuff, but like Mr. Firm Teacher said, you don't really use them all, and you only, like, the red dot, you'd only, like, want that, I guess. I kind of agree with you, because I never use the DLC, reticles, except the Nebula one, because I like that one. I think it's pretty good and well-balanced, but other than that, if you're gonna add reticles, yeah, you can add it with the DLC camos, but I think there should be, like, way more than 13 to choose from. And for camos, period, I feel that there should be a lot more camos and better camos. I feel they should bring back the diamond camo. That was the awesomest thing ever. Do you agree with me on that one? I thought it was amazing.
I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. I want the diamond camo back. But then I also want it to be, like, the level up system that they did have back in MW3. I want the level up system again.
Yeah, I don't... Some of the challenges to get the camos were stupid. And for Diamond, you had to get each gun, like, gold to get Diamond. Like, some of the submachine guns, when I got my submachine guns Diamond, they sucked! Like, the Chick'em, how the hell do you get headshots with a burst gun that is basically shooting BBs at people? Like, that was the hardest gun to get gold. It was stupid.
Me and a buddy of mine actually did a gameplay challenge of using the most rare guns, and we did the ARs. All we put on were stock, and that was good because it's nice to be able to stray.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was like, the Chick'em was the most tryhard weapon, hands down.
Well, yeah, because it killed in a lot of burst, but it was still hard to hit people in the head with it. That's not a gun you can just run around and aim and boom, you're out of the head. No.
That's no way in.
But I do agree with you. Even if they did do it where every weapon in that class had to, like, get gold or something, I would prefer the level up system more than the challenges, because it would be easier if you had to use every gun in that class. Or just make it so, say, there was 31 to get gold in MW3, right?
Yeah.
Make it so you gotta get like 35 or 40 to get diamond. Make it hard, but don't make it too hard or stupid, like add weird challenges or put it to like level 100 or something on your gun. Like, make it so you can get it, but don't make it so easy.
I agree.
100%. Do you wanna hop into attachments now? I'll read them off and then, well, I'm gonna read off each category and then we can just say what we want and what we don't want from that.
Sure.
Alright, for barrel, we got chrome mine from the snipers. We got flash suppressor, which is basically on all the other guns and stuff except the sniper. We got muzzle brake, same thing, almost on all the other guns except sniper. And then we have silencer, which is, I believe, on every gun except one, which is the honey badger, but it's already integrated, so technically it is. Personally, I don't think snipers should have chrome lined. I think they should not get hit markers. Well, depending on where you hit them, I think waist up, no hit markers. I guess in the leg and stuff, yeah, you should get a hit marker. You shouldn't need chrome lined to help you snipe. The sniper in real life is still basically a one hit, one kill. So the fact that they added chrome lined because they knew snipers sucked and they didn't like them, I felt was pretty stupid. Flash suppressor. Increases your accuracy when aiming. I really never got that. I never used it. Have you ever used it? Like, do you get it?
I do. I used it with the Remington R5.
So did it actually help with like bullet spread and stuff?
Oh my gosh. It did, but not like to an intense amount. Like, it did that of like the hand grip?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Oh. Muzzle brake. I feel that there should be no muzzle brake. You should just be able to put on FMJ, and there you go, increased damage, and you can shoot through objects. Silencer, well, duh, include it. Just like we said yesterday in, I think it was the number 2 podcast, don't decrease the damage so much that it's pointless to have your silencer. And, I feel, actually, if you have the silencer on, your aiming should be easier.
I do notice that when I play this game, I have suppressor on, my aim was just bad on that. MTAR with the suppressor is a really great gun, and then there's the, and then flash suppressor, it doesn't decrease the damage, but also doesn't make you radar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's, like, a little bit of diseases of where, like, it's good,
mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't think it's... Muzzle brake does pretty much what long barrel did, and everybody used long barrel. Long barrel is, like, almost needed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for an SMG, especially for the Vector. The Vector, if you used it, it was like...
Oh, yeah, that gun...
It was a P-shooter.
Yeah, that gun was... It was good, but at range, it's like you're throwing paper towels at people. Hey, catch.
It's shooting my shot.
Alright, for mods, we got FMJ, which is basically on every gun, which is, it's high penetration rounds, so you can only shoot through objects. It's not like the normal FMJ we're used to, where it does more damage through objects, does more damage, period, and does more damage to enemy aircraft and stuff. I think they should just bring back the old FMJ. We have burst fire, which is on the marksman rifles, mainly, and all the assault rifles, to make them burst fire. Duh, hence the name. Extended mags, adds more ammo to your clips. Radar, which is on the riot shield, dumbest idea ever. Rapid fire, basically on your submachine guns, I feel they shouldn't have this. Scrambler, once again, on the riot shield, stupid idea. Semi-auto, which is one bullet every time you click. If you didn't know what semi-auto was, that is on marksman rifles. You have slug rounds, which is on the shotguns. I feel that they should do what we said yesterday. Either don't include them or make them realistic where the damage is higher, but your accuracy and stuff is harder and... it's just harder to use them because your accuracy has to be better with that shotgun. Titanium frame, included that on the riot shield. I guess that was a good idea, but I mean, you'd still hit people twice and they wouldn't die, so then again, it was stupid. I feel, in general, the riot shield really shouldn't have attachments. What do you feel?
It should just be like it is in all the other Call of Duty.
Yeah. FMJ, should include it, not include it?
I don't care, personally.
I feel they should have it. Burst Fire, yes or no? Say no, say no.
I don't really care. I think the one thing I didn't like was Luck Fire. I don't care for that much, either.
Yeah, Slug Fire and stuff. Well, alright, if they're gonna add something like Burst Fire or Semi-Auto, I feel they should do Slug Fire, because I feel that was better, because you could choose between the two. But if they're gonna add it, don't do what Ghost did and make your Marksman Rifle super powerful, where it only takes one burst to kill you, because they're basically a bunch of MMS. Whoa, never mind, that's the scanner. The MSBSs, those are basically a bunch of them that shoot farther. Extended mags, yeah or nay?
Oh, yes. I 100% agree on that.
Radar on the riot shield? No.
No. No.
Rapid fire.
It depends.
I would have to say no, because if they are kind of leaning towards comp and stuff, they don't allow it anyways. And I feel if you have to use rapid fire to honestly kill someone, you suck. Like, if you're using an MTAR with grip and rapid fire, and you can't kill someone with the MTAR, period, and you have to have rapid fire on it, you have too much help, I feel. Like, the whole fact that you're shooting bullets faster than other people, it's just helping you, and it's kind of stupid. Anything?
I would agree. Sorry, I muted my mic because there's, like, yard work going on outside, and
oh. Alright, Scrambler, yay or nay?
Yeah, I don't care about that one.
Semi-auto, you basically don't really care. I would have to say include it in the select fire. Slug round? Yes or no?
Yes, but it should be doing way more damage than it is.
Mm-hmm. Titanium frame?
Don't care since I don't use it.
Yeah. For sights, we have ACOG, holographic, iron sights, red dot, thermal tracker, VMR, and variable zoom. I personally like how they have the ACOG and the holographic. I feel those are both pretty good sights. Would you agree or disagree?
The only sights I actually think that should be in this game is the red dot, variable zoom, and thermal. Personally.
Well, yeah, but they have to have the other sights that look farther and stuff.
I know.
Iron sight on marksman rifles, I would just say yes, because the way they did the marksman rifles was stupid, how they have an integrated scope. Red dot, yes. Thermal, yes. Tracker, no. Not happening.
No,
you're bad if you use the tracker sight on anything, let alone your stupid little LMG with grip rapid fire. VMR, which is basically like red dot ACOG. Like, you can switch between the two. I liked it personally, I just didn't use it a lot. Variable zoom, you said yes, I would agree. And then, what would you feel about the MMS scanner returning from Black Ops 2? What would you feel about that? I kind of liked it because I could find campers if I was going to run into a room. What would you say?
Hey, it's one of those I didn't mind it.
Alright.
Bad, but it was often not something I'd use.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I would only use it on a few rush classes. For like the first week, I had it on my Vector with grip. And I would run in enemy spawn, and I would hurry up and look by the doorway to see if anybody was in the corners, and I'd rush in. I felt it helped, I guess, if there was corner campers, because if you were really like considerate about it and you checked the corners through the walls, you could do it. I kind of feel, though, if you have FMJ and that on, you should kind of balance the two, because you shouldn't be able to just shoot people through walls.
You can't have that.
They didn't allow it? Alright, that's good, then. That's good, then. That's good, so you can't just shoot everybody through walls.
Trust me, when I first found out about the MMS, that was the first thing I tried doing.
Put FMJ on it?
Yep.
Alright, for underbarrel, we have Akimbo, which basically pertains to the pistols. I would have to say, if you're gonna have the Riot Shield where you can switch fast, I would say don't include it because that's stupid. Personally, me, I really don't feel you should have akimbo on pistols. What do you feel?
That's kind of a tricky question. Personally, they shouldn't even have akimbo pistols, I understand, but at the same time, I don't, because that's like somewhat trash.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion. I don't know.
I feel if you're going to use a pistol and they're not going to include akimbo, they should allow you to put sights on it. Like the Python in Black Ops where you could have the ACOG on it. I loved that because you could like snipe with the pistol, but it was still fair because it took 3 or 4 hits to kill people. We have foregrip next. I would have to say yes. Helps your gun.
Yeah, hands down. Kind of needed.
Okay, this is the biggest controversy in attachments. Grenade launcher and shotgun. Yay or nay. Just say yay or nay. We're not even going to talk about it.
No.
There we go. Shotgun, I guess, if you really have to include it, but make it fair. And if you're going to include it, you should be able to shoot your shotgun and your gun at the same time, because it's technically two different things on your gun. But balance the two. Personally, though, don't include it. Tack knife on pistols. I would have to agree, that's pretty cool. Basically, we've covered all the DLC, all the attachments. Is there any other attachments you'd like to return, or any other DLC you'd kind of want, how you'd want it to act, or anything like that?
DLC, I'd want to get rid of.
DLC? Just make it free?
Honestly, if you have a DLC package, everything should be.
Yeah. That is kind of true. If you're paying $50 just to get $10 off map packs, you should get the camos too. Just make the season pass like $70 then, and you get all the camos and DLC maps free.
Yeah, exactly. Don't make it spend so much on.
Yeah, don't do what Watch Dogs did, where you paid $20 for the season pass, or it was $20 or $25, and you only got one mission out of it. That would piss people off if you spent $70 and you only got your normal 4 map packs and your like 3 DLC camos. That would piss people off. Don't do that. Maps? Would you like any maps to return?
That's a hard one.
Nuketown and Rust, that would be my personal favorites, just because those were the best 1v1 maps ever. If you had an issue, you brought them up right there. And Dome from MW3. If you had any issues, that's where you're going. Favela, I liked okay. Favela.
Here for Favela,
Oh, well, you're trash.
I like Dig from the last DLC. For Black
oh, that was fun, yeah, I liked that. That was a really good search map.
Studio.
That was okay.
Firing range, whatever one. I like that one. Nuketown, of course, and then Dome. I think they all, like, even though those maps were made by different companies and stuff like that.
These should just be the normal maps that you have, then. None of the bullcrap that they have now that goes with the single player. Because single player and multiplayer is completely different. You don't do missions on multiplayer. So just include whatever maps you want. Include all these maps that are fan favorites. And boom, you're going to have an awesome game.
Like, they should do a DLC of, like, the like top 4 or 5 rated maps and out of all Call of Duty. It'd be, like, Nuketown, Dig...
Yep. Rust.
Yeah, it's Rust. Isn't Rust that 1v1 map from MW2?
Yeah, where it was really tiny, where all you had to do was launch a grenade in the other corner and you'd kill, like, the whole team. Yeah, that map.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's what they should do. And they should have a...
I would definitely pay $15.
Yeah, I would too. If they gave me the, like, top, like, the best maps out of all Call of Duty history...
Because... You're paying for maps you already know and you want. Now with the DLC maps, you're going in blind. You don't know if you want them or not. You don't know if they're going to be good or not.
Yeah, exactly. like this, like Black Ops 2, their DLC, like the only one I truly liked was the first one. The first one was solid.
And then they kind of just went downhill.
Yeah, and like they had a few maps that were good from the map pack, and then they had the remake, and the only remake I did like was Dig and Studio.
Yeah. I feel they should have more stuff that happens. I forgot what they called it. Like in Flooded, you'd have the flood in the bottom of the map. Pharaoh, how if you turn the torches, you could go in that room, get a free care package, but you had to get out fast or you're gonna die. There was a zipline map from Black Ops. I liked that one. Elevator from Black Ops, one of the maps. I used to put claymores in theirs and let people get an elevator. I'm trying to think. There was like two other ones. I don't know. No, that's all I can think of right now. I feel that there should be more of that kind of stuff in the game. Would you agree?
I don't know. It's like, I never... Personally, I don't care for any of the little special things about the map. I like the builds of the map themselves. And then, as well as the, hold on, can you hear the lawnmower and stuff like that?
Yeah, but it's not too bad. Like, you can still hear your voice just fine.
Okay, so, if I want to have, because I don't like, what is it, how do I explain it? I don't like any of the special stuff necessarily. I am one of those kind of people who just got recently into Call of Duty, and I just love to kill things. So anything that's, like, has wide open areas where I can like get into, that'd be great. And then not having anything special that I can be used against me, like the remake of Dome, I absolutely hate it.
Yeah, I feel the crane itself is in the way of the dome, so you can't shoot over to do kind of like the spawn trap how they had on the original dome. I hate the remake of Dome. I think the dome itself is stupid because I was hiding in the dome. And there's, like, little windows by the ladders on each side of to get on top of the dome. And a battle hind shot me through these little one-inch windows and killed me. How the hell you do that, I don't know.
And it couldn't do that in MW3, couldn't it?
No, there was no way you were getting killed if you were in that dome. I feel that they have too many explosive barrels in there, too. It's stupid. Also... Oh, yeah, back to the, like, dynamic features and stuff on maps, that's what they're called. I kind of liked it, but in certain maps, I feel they should have more time, because in Flooded, B Demolition and B Search and Destroy Bomb was right where the Flood would go. So, if you're going to add that where more people can die and the Flood takes, like, I think it was, like, 30 seconds or something, I feel you should have more time on it. Because
you're thinking of Hydro.
Oh, Hydro, that's what it's called, not Flooded, duh. But on Hydro, the Flood would take like 30 seconds. So say a Flood happens, you have 30 seconds left of the game, you can't plant the bomb. Or you can jump on top of the bomb and then everybody sees you. So I guess if you're going to include certain dynamics, you should have more time. I feel in general you should just have more time in like Team Deathmatch and certain maps and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't. We got all the DLC maps that we want to return. I think we're done here in this little topic. So if you guys have any ideas of what you want us to talk about, we can go back. I think we'll do a very last podcast where if you guys comment, we'll go back and talk about whatever you guys wanted us to. Sorry about the squeaky chair if you heard it. Sorry about the lawnmower. I hope we reached everything we were supposed to. If not, then again, comment. By the way, our channels will be in the description. It has been your boy Wigwither here. Deuces.
Yeah, classes out.